This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukraine is anxiously awaiting a new military and humanitarian aid package from the United States. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
In his nightly video address Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. House of Representatives and President Joe Biden for a new $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Final approval in the Senate could come soon, with Senate Republican leaders saying they expect strong support from their caucus. Ukraine is readying for the first war crimes trial of a captured Russian soldier. Ukraine's top prosecutor said her office has charged a 21-year-old Russian sergeant in the killing of an unarmed 62-year-old civilian in February, just 4 days into the war. Meantime, the war rages on. In the besieged southern port city Mariupol, an advisor to the mayor said Wednesday all evacuation routes out of the city have been blocked by Russian forces. I'm Mike Garcia.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces reported battlefield gains Wednesday in a counterattack that could signal a shift in the momentum of the war, while Kyiv shut gas flows on a route through Russian-held territory, raising the threat of an energy crisis in Europe. A Ukrainian military source, speaking on condition of anonymity, says forces were within just 7 kilometers of the Russian border following days of advances north and east of the second-largest city, Kharkiv. The advance appears to be the fastest that Ukraine has mounted since it drove Russian troops away from Kyiv and out of the country's north at the beginning of April. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Washington Thursday as his administration continues an effort to demonstrate that the United States hasn't lost focus on the Pacific. This is VOA News. President Biden will kick off his talks over a White House dinner Thursday evening with leaders from the 8 ASEAN nations attending the two-day summit. Leaders will take part in more formal talks on Friday at the State Department. Biden's attempt at an Asia pivot has been complicated by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The president has said he considers China as the most threatening economic and national security adversary to the United States. The arrest of a 90-year-old Catholic cardinal under Hong Kong's national security law has triggered international outrage and deepened concerns over China's crackdown on freedoms in the financial hub. Retired Cardinal Joseph Zen was among a group of veteran democracy advocates arrested Wednesday for colluding with foreign forces. Zen and his colleagues, who were released on bail late Wednesday, joined more than 180 Hong Kongers arrested to date under a national security law imposed by Beijing in 2020 in response to massive and violent anti-government protests the previous year. In sports, the Memphis Grizzlies kept their chances to advance in the National Basketball Association playoffs alive Wednesday. AP correspondent Denny Kapp has more on the Grizzlies' dominating win over the visiting Golden State Warriors.
The Grizzlies avoid elimination with a 134-95 blowout of the Warriors. Memphis led by 27 at the half and as many as 55 in the third quarter, while connecting on a franchise playoff record 18 triples. Memphis now trails the best of seven Western Conference semifinal 3-2. Tyus Jones was one of three Grizzlies who paced the team with 21 points.
Our focus was trying to get to our spots, trying to find good, you know, great looks at each and every time down the floor. And we were just sharing the ball really well tonight. So we were just kind of in that flow, in that rhythm.
Klay Thompson had 19 for the Warriors, who committed 22 turnovers, 14 of which came in the first half and led to 25 Grizzlies points. Game 6 is Friday night in San Francisco. I'm Denny Kapp.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Bucks erased a 14-point deficit in the fourth quarter to defeat the Boston Celtics to take a 3-2 series lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Bobby Portis made a putback off a missed free throw with 15 seconds left, putting the Bucks ahead in a 110-107 victory over the Celtics in Boston. Drew Holiday knotted the score in the final minute and snuffed Marcus Smart's attempt to tie it. Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 40 points and had 11 rebounds for the Bucks, who had dropped 3 of 4 before grabbing control of the series. Holiday chipped in 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. Jason Tatum had 34 points and Jaylen Brown 26 for the Celtics. The Bucks can wrap up the series at home on Friday. I'm Dave Ferry.
Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.